The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's been a fun Friday. We hope you are safe. And we start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man, we are at home today,
and we are having a lot of fun coming off of this snow today, this morning. Mike, I just went outside because I keep checking back out. I'm like, what's going on now? Now the wind has picked up, and I guess, you know, this is where the meteorologists were telling us, oh, yeah, we're going to get this slushy stuff and this sleet, and this is when it's going to freeze over overnight again. And as you said, and we just heard Steve Coonan talk about tomorrow, the Hawks are supposed to play the Rockets. Both teams are back from, you know, being in town. But I don't know, man. I mean, like, again, you got to have people being able to get on the roads and get there.
Yeah, that's the thing. And by the way, while we've been doing this radio show from home, kind of like shades of back when we were working at home during COVID, I just broke out a nice tall glass of Maker's Mark. And my wife, worried about the freezing conditions, has just cleaned the driveway using a shovel. She's taking all the slush and snow. Yes, how about that? You grew up on a farm. So Becky's been doing all that while you and I were talking to Steve Coonan. How about them apples? Winter storm warning still in effect, as Carl said, till Saturday. Some really cool video from Piedmont Park, where people are, they created some moguls. Guys are actually taking jumps in Piedmont Park right off of 10th. And you saw Georgia Tech guys are skiing, and some video folks doing some cross-country skiing type stuff on Peachtree.
That's crazy.
You brought this up earlier. And then, you know, you get on a plane, you're flying to Minneapolis, you know, you probably, maybe you took your shoes off or you're getting comfortable, start taxiing. Next thing you know, the flight, they got a problem with an engine. Luckily, only four people, mild injuries. But you mentioned earlier, a Delta plane had to abort a takeoff down at Hartsfield-Jackson. And all of a sudden, now you're in the snow out there on the runway.
Yeah, the footage is out there. I mean, you'll probably see it if you're watching the news or something to stay up on the weather. But, yeah, I mean, it's just not what you were hoping for. And Delta did a good job, and everybody's safe, thank goodness. But, yeah, man, I mean, this is why, you know, you don't take these weather events for granted. And speaking of drinking, Michelle told me to tell you, thanks for the smoke wagon.
Isn't that something?
It's really good. She just made, what is this called? I don't know. What is this? Some kind of drink. Cider and what?
Oh.
Apple cider, bitters, and lemon with this smoke wagon. Mike, it's delicious.
Yeah. Dude, I had that at a Cosmo in Vegas about a year ago. That was Carl's Christmas gift. Take you behind the. I know you how much you love your whiskeys and your bourbons, but that stuff is money, man.
It's good. So thank you. So we are in the same boat when it comes to a cocktail. It is 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 5 o'clock on our show. Let's talk about our Falcons. You're going to hear from AA Alex Anthopoulos. If you're just joining us, we've spent a lot of time today on the game last night, and we'll talk more about Ohio State and Texas tonight, because that's where we're going to get a chance to watch college football playoff. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Friday, guys, and of course, it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings. We talk about this process. I don't know exactly what this entails, okay? And I'm not taking a shot at the Falcons. There's no reason to. We didn't get in the playoffs. It is what it is. But when you talk about trusting and moving forward with this process with the front office and this evaluation stuff that they have going on, and every organization does it, I'm simply asking you, do you trust it? Mike, it hasn't produced enough winning for me to say, yes, I believe in whatever this process is that we're doing, specifically on the defensive side. Why is it that we can't seemingly find the pieces and do the things we want to do on that side of the ball? Even when Matt Ryan was our quarterback for all those years, he never played with a top five defense. So we can talk about the greatness of Ryan and how they found those pieces and traded for Tony Gonzalez, etc. But at the end of the day, this process, where we are over the last 7 years, has not been able to produce that. And so when I say, hey, should Terry Fontenot be afraid of you know, potentially being scrutinized or his job security? He was asked that question at the presser, and I want you to hear it, and then I want you to answer this. Here's Fontenot saying, I am not worried about my job security.
I'm not more. I just don't think, and that's not coming from an arrogant place. I just don't think about that. Sure. You know, I don't think I believe my job is to come in every day and be as effective as I can. I don't think about my mortality or my job security and things like that and worry about. I worry more about doing the very best I can. I know it's an honor and a privilege to be in this role, and I just want to come in and do the very best I can to affect winning. And that's what I think about.
Now, Mike, I commend you for that. He shouldn't worry about that. You come in, you do your job. Unless you're terrible at your job.
You can't do your job scared. Right.
No.
Right.
So I get that. And I respect what he's saying. But this process, do you trust it? Do you trust where we're headed?
You asked me this to start the show. And for guys that are in their cars now just hanging out with us all day, appreciate you. I trust like half the process. You know, it's a very similar to Thomas Dimitroff, in the sense that Dimitroff was so good at the skilled position, the flashy offensive pieces, but we struggled on the defensive side. We struggled on the trenches until 16. The 2016 draft, I'll always give Thomas credit, and whether Dan Quinn was driving the bus on that, but getting three rookies to start and impact the team. But other than that, we just always seem to struggle to get the quarterback on the ground. And I think in the same case goes for Fontenot. We've got Bijan. We've got Drake London. You know, however we got there, right or wrong, we got Penix, and he's ready to roll. But man, this defense is not good. It's second to last in sacks. We looked disorganized at times. I still think Jimmy Lake needs to go. I was also, when we're talking to Brian McFadden, you'll hear that conversation coming up later in six. I'm serious. I think Terry should just take over the defense. Because if Terry was involved in it and we got better getting the quarterback on there. Now, granted, mixed results, certainly like that Keystone Cops stuff in Minnesota and whatever the hell that was against Carolina with the season on the line. But I would move on from Jimmy Lake, and that is still part of Terry's, you know, job is to put everything together. I know Raheem puts his staff together, but Terry could lean on him, you could argue. But do you trust Terry to find us some edge rush, to get these defensive pieces, whether free agency, limited as we are going to be in the cap as well?
So right now he's yet to do that, right? They have attempted to bring in some pass rush, and again, Arnold Ebiketie is the guy that you could say, okay, we hoped had high expectations for him. He's been he's not been an elite pass rusher, but we just don't have that guy on this roster. Mike, I know that Terry's background is pro personnel. It is guys in the league and then finding how those guys could fit with your team and bringing them in. He did a hell of a job of that with the New Orleans Saints. All those years that the Saints were really good guys, going back 17, 18, 19, where they were on the cusp of getting to a Super Bowl, Terry's there. Mm-hmm. And the point is, recognizing those kinds of players, which is why he took a chance on Justin Simmons, why he took a chance on Judon, made sense. But when you talk about the draft, that's a big picture, bigger picture kind of deal. And it also entails you as a GM not just trusting your instincts, but recognizing how you're going to use these individuals. I just, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, I'm going to draft the best guy. Sometimes it's not the best guy. Jared Verse, and you mentioned this all offseason, and I said the best, edge rusher was Latu. He goes higher than Verse. Verse's team is going to the playoffs, and I think he had a better year. How did he fit into what the Rams wanted to do? That is the vision of a guy like Les Snead versus what we're dealing with right now. Terry has an opportunity to prove this to us in this upcoming draft. But, Mike, right now, when you talk about the process, it's just not producing enough winning.
No, man. Look, Ruka Roho, we like what he's brought, and hopefully he becomes a guy we'll be talking about, and we can say, hey, man. But, I mean, how many times as Falcon fans do we have to draft a guy and, well, he's developing? Now, how about just step into the job and be the rock star, right? Right? I mean, on the offense, we pretty much know these guys. Even though Pitts backslid, he was a Pro Bowler in year one with Matt Ryan. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Braylon Trice is hurt. I'm excited about Braylon Trice. D led through cold water all over that with us on Wednesday. Brandon Dorlis, we'll see what he can do. You know, I mean, Rook, it was a reach. Rook was described by everybody as a reach. NFL Network, ESPN, potential, yes. You're not in a position to be cute with potential. Same thing goes for my second favorite argument about our general general manager, Troy Andersen. You had two second-round draft picks. You picked up Ebba Cady, and then you could have got Nick Benito, and you went for Troy Andersen. He can't stay healthy. Now, Ebba Cady looks solid, if not spectacular, but we just don't. Richie Grant. Richie Grant's probably, I don't know if he's even going to be on this team. D'Angelo Malone has not been an impact guy. That's a third-round pick. Now, unless you guys say, well, everything out of the first. No, you've got to hit on this. And you just mentioned Les Snead. Les Snead with Raheem Morris 2 years ago went and got some studs, and they added more studs. Braden Fisk and Jared Verse. I mean, these guys are rock stars, and we're doing projects? We're bringing, like, cute picks like Troy Andersen and Ruka Roro? I don't get it. That's why when you ask me, I don't trust his defensive process.
Do you? 404-726-0929. He will get another opportunity to prove us wrong and to make our team better. I hope he does. We're not rooting against Terry. He's for us. He's here. He's trying to help. But it just hasn't been good enough. And he owned it at his press conference. I've been arguing all day with Eddie. Well, I don't even want to say his last Twitter handle. But Eddie Long. Yeah. Okay. And I've been arguing with him. You can go see it at Duke's. I put him up, see Duke's. But he's been arguing with me about Kyle Pitts because I put out there about the fact that, you know, Brock Bowers was first team all pro. First team, guys. It is the top of the toppest honor that you could possibly be acknowledged for. He is the best tight end, and he's a rookie. And I said that Pitts hasn't ever done this in his 4 years. And so Eddie Long, whatever his last name is, has been talking to me about this and fussing with me about it. And, Mike, it just gets back to, you're right, the development, the process of, hey, we're developing guys. Some guys they come in and they're ready. And other guys you need to develop. And then other guys just aren't that damn good. And sometimes you got to recognize that, too.